friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Dodgers have looked great, though. Credit to them. No ill will, no animosity. They're playing really good ball, and they're taking on the Brewers. Chance to go up 3-0. And in the American League, the Toronto Blue Jays come back from the dead last night, scored 13 runs, beat Seattle 13-4, and that series is now 2-1 Seattle on top. So again, Seattle with a chance to take control tonight, or the Blue Jays a chance to just make it a 3-game series.
Yeah, I'm all for the former Guardians. I know you're rooting for Seattle. I'm rooting for Blue Jays in this one.
Is the tie to the former Guardians that strong for you on this?
Well, you know, I liked Miles Straw when he was here. I know he struggled at the plate.
Liked him.
Yeah.
Jimenez, he hasn't moved out of the upstairs bedroom yet.
If you want me to start listing all the trashy quarterbacks that had no existence.
There are no trashy ones. It was just Deshaun Kaiser, and he got the raw deal.
There's more. And the free agents and the lists. And you don't want me to go through this.
Did you send Oscar all of his stuff back, or you still have
some? I love that guy. Playing in Japan.
Mercado?
Still have a couple boxes in the guest room?
You can actually watch some. It's called Nippon Baseball.
Yes.
And they dub the play-by-play in some studio somewhere in America. And it's terrible, but I love watching it.
It's wildly entertaining.
It's incredibly fun.
The fans are fantastic.
It's great.
The coordinated dances are all-timers.
I love
it's awesome.
I love the occasional fields that don't have grass in the infield. They're all dirt.
Yep.
Oh, like Acushnet in Pittsburgh, where they played football last weekend.
Okay, come on back, Andy.
There was no grass on that field last week. Okay, that thing was trash.
Talking baseball.
Yeah, you're talking about a field, Jeff. I mentioned another field that was trash last week. You're talking about baseball. You said, I'm watching baseball where they don't have grass. You're talking about something that absolutely no one cares about, right? Let's be honest. And now all of a sudden, I just say, hey, by the way, Pittsburgh looked horrible last week.
An entire country cares about Japan baseball.
Yeah, but no one here does. Not today.
It was actually about a 7-second comment, and now it's become a 2-minute comment.
Yeah, well, that's your fault.
I just wanted to be a jerk.
You weren't rooting for Bieber at all last night?
No, I wasn't rooting against him. I'm rooting. Can I go men again on you?
Sure.
I'm rooting for a good baseball series, and I think we have one.
Yeah, I'll buy that. Well, I'd like to see the other series.
I was happy for Andrés Giménez.
Yes.
I like Andrés.
Yes.
Can't hit very well, but boy, he can sure pick it, and he had a 2-run homer last night. In fact, he had a bunch of hits last night. So good for him. 13 runs on the board for the Blue Jays.
That team carries the weight of an entire country on their back.
You know,
it's a lot of pressure.
Has it cracked you up like it's cracked me up? Ernie Clements, the one who got away. Ernie did a fine job here. He tried hard. He played well. And we have 5 Ernie Clements on this team right now.
Yeah. To be honest with you, he wasn't even the first name I thought of. I just said the other guys first. I was thinking about Straw, who got in late yesterday. And then
Junior Caminero is the one that's going to tick me off for a while.
Yeah, I understand.
That's the one that's going to make me grumpy.
But we have a bunch of utility guys, and Ernie Clement has done a fine job for the Blue Jays, and that's terrific.
He's my new Yandy Diaz of things I'm grumpy about with the Guardians.
I wonder if, I already received an email from somebody. You think Bieber, with one start, has earned himself a big contract for next year? And I wrote back and said, I'm hard-pressed to think that any team's going to give Bieber right now a 4 or a 5 year. But if I'm a Major League Baseball team, and he'll be in his first year, full year back from Tommy John surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be very, very happy to give him a 2-year with maybe an option, team option for a third at good money. Shane can pitch.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? I think you would give him that,
but I wouldn't give him a 4 or 5 year guaranteed contract.
Is there somebody that would, though?
Yeah.
Yankees? I don't know who.
I think he'll end up with one of 3 teams. If I had to bet.
Go for it.
Toronto?
Yeah, that would make sense.
San Diego Padres?
Perhaps.
Los Angeles Dodgers?
I'm off to San Diego.
He's a California kid.
Yeah, I'd play in San Diego.
Well, they're a mess right now, though.
I don't care. I love San Diego.
Manager just left.
You know, that great weather and the fine scenery of San Diego.
And they spend a lot of money.
Yes.
They do a lot of things, so they could fit him in very easily.
Great ballpark, too.
Do you think that, so we're watching the Jays, we're watching the Mariners.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just forget about the Dodgers and the Brewers right now.
Well, that's easy. Okay.
Do you think our team can compete next year with teams like the Blue Jays and the Mariners? I'll give you my answer while you think about yours.
I'm going to say yes, we could.
I think so, too. However.
No.
Hold on, Dan. Thank you.
Things have to get changed.
There are about three everyday bats away, in my opinion. And it's not just like add a bat. I think there are about three everyday bats away from being legit. I really do. I think their offense is just pathetic. And they need about three guys who they can drop into the lineup.
Yes, I totally agree. Like, I can't even, or maybe somebody had an off year this year and can step it up next year.
On this team?
You never know.
Name me two.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Don't make me do this.
See, I don't think those guys are on this team, Andy. Do you, Dan?
I mean, Manzardo maybe turns into a guy who hits 30 to 35 out.
Well, but see now, Kyle. But Kyle is on the upswing.
Oh, yeah, God, I was already expecting him. I thought he was talking about other guys.
I didn't think he'd hit 30 to 35 out, but I'll take it.
Fry can turn things around.
On this team, no. The reason I say no is the exact reason you're laying out. Look at those lineups. You got Vladdy Jr., who pretty much neutralizes everything Jose Ramirez does. Then look at the rest of the Toronto lineup. There's a ton of power all over the place.
Yeah, but can our pitching counter that power?
You have to hit the ball over the fence.
Yeah, but
the reason the Brewers are down right now is because they can't hit the ball over the fence. You have to be able to capitalize on mistakes. You have to. There's no underbelly bullpens that you're dealing with.
You're saying we have to play. The only way we can win is we can't make mistakes.
There's no fourth and fifth starters to raise your numbers on in the playoffs. There's no long men and underbellies of bullpens that you're going to go up against in the playoffs. It's not there. You're getting the best of the best. And the best don't make many mistakes. And when the best make their mistakes, it can't be loud singles.
And here's the thing. Even if your pitching is top-notch, You're not going to look at our football team. You're not going to win games by not scoring any points, even if your defense is great. It's the same deal with the Guardians. You're going to have to find three bats, and I'm not sure where you're going to find them. My fingers are crossed that you'll find at least one of them in the farm system. Well, I hope Chase DeLauter makes the team and is healthy. If Travis Bazzana has a great spring, why not, Andy? Put him out there, right?
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, he's going to end up out there, or they're going to end up trading him. I mean, I can't imagine.
No, they're not going to trade Bazzana.
I hope they don't. I want to see what it looks like. Because they're going to have to pay him at some point. Because maybe the guys they think they have now can be here for a while. I mean, I could find you a reason. Don't you think he's a piece that they could get more back? What if they got an active bat for now, if they think they're living for the now?
I'm not saying I want them
to do that in any way, shape, or form, but I think you got to look at everything as an asset. And that's kind of, I mean, do you look at the player or do you look at what could be an asset? It's the same thing as like trying to say,
the biggest asset
it's like
is,
trying to trade Miles Garrett. It's the same thing. Like
no.
people that say they want that. This kid's a number one overall. I don't care if it's baseball or not.
And you don't have to pay him big money for a while.
I get it. And I understand that part of it. But I'm also saying, do you want to do a quick rebuild? I don't know. Maybe the number one overall who hasn't had a chance to come up right now might be worth a couple bats who might be close to the other side or on their downside. I'm just throwing it out there because if you're not going to back it financially, you've got to look at whatever other assets you have, like pitching. We have assets at pitching. Is that going to be able to help us get a couple bats so that we can compete with the other teams? I don't know. I know right now we have starting pitching. I also know that the bullpen is fickle, man. There are years when your bullpen could be the greatest bullpen on earth, and you could bring back the same group the next year, and they get lit up, and you're trying to figure out what you're doing by the middle of June. I mean, it's just you got to get lucky with a bullpen. And you know, we were able to do that this year. But if you're not going to back it up with, you know, outrageous contracts that maybe don't fit your build, or you, it's giving up too much percentage of what your total payroll is, then you got to look at the other assets to figure out where you're going. And if you like, I mean, Jeff, they drafted middle infielders for years. You gonna tell me that maybe they're, I don't know, were you gonna do this? Well, we took this guy number one overall. We're gonna give him a chance. I don't know. I'm looking at assets.
He's under control money wise for a long time. He's that's the greatest asset he has. Neil's in Chagrin Falls.
Hey, Neil.
Hey guys, love the Guardians talk. So we can forget about the Browns, but you said a lot of, I think, ideas that I don't think will ever happen in terms of Travis, you know, getting rid of Bazzana. You could never move him. But the hardest thing when you talk about getting three bats, we just threw away $4 million on a guy who's hitting 100. So how
Neil.
With the Blue Jays.
161.
The Blue Jays? 161, got it. That's definitely better. So how are you going to beat the Blue Jays with eight guys? You can't. So
Neil,
until we fix that,
can't argue.
And until we get the lauder hitting, it's just it's a tough road. I mean, this was probably the least amount of baseball I watched because of their summer all year. I'm a season ticket holder.
You weren't in on the end.
Oh, heck yeah, I was. Oh, okay. In August.
Yeah.
Baseball is the best. I went to all three of those games against the Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's the same old story where we fall 2, 3, 4 hits shy because the guys pitch differently to Kwan and to Ramirez, and there's nobody there to protect them.
And that's been an issue. Neil, you're right. Still, though, you talked about the great August, the great September. It was so much fun here in Northeast Ohio.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.